if you follow Jesus, not everyone will love you or accept you. They might not agree with your values or everything you post on social media. And it's very tempting to play it safe and stay inside the city where we deny Jesus with our words and actions. I'm standing in the old city of Jerusalem. It's a bright, beautiful day. It's also a busy day. It's a Jewish holiday. So if you hear cars and children and horns and motorcycles, don't panic. That's just life in the big city. I'm actually standing in front of the Zion Gate, one of the many gates that surrounds and fills the ancient walls of Jerusalem. If you don't know much about the ancient world, they built walls because people weren't always nice. When enemies would come marching in, the walls would keep you safe and keep you away from the danger that was outside. But you still had to build gates, right? For people to come in and out, to work the fields, to get water, to visit relatives. And they could close the gates if there was any danger. There's this really interesting line in the book of Hebrews that mentions what happened to Jesus when he died. Listen to these words from Hebrews chapter 13. So Jesus also suffered outside the city gate to make the people holy through his own blood. That's a way of saying Jesus physically was crucified outside the city of Jerusalem, out in this dangerous place where enemies were, and you know exactly what happened to him. And yet, listen to how the passage continues. Let us then, as believers, go to Jesus outside the camp, bearing the disgrace that he bore. That's a call to leave the safety and security of these little cities that we build for ourselves, to truly follow Jesus, even if it means we have to take up a cross and suffer for him. In fact, the whole book of Hebrews is about that, that if you follow Jesus, not everyone will love you or accept you. They might not agree with your values or everything you post on social media. And it's very tempting to play it safe and stay inside the city where we deny Jesus with our words and actions. But the author here says, no, let us go to Jesus outside the camp, outside the city, bearing the disgrace he bore. And let me leave you with the reason why. Verse 14, for here, with Jesus, we do not have an enduring city, but we are looking for the city that is to come. Like even a city like Jerusalem can only keep you safe for so long. Eventually you take your last breath and you have to see God. But if you go to Jesus and give up everything in this life, Jesus offers you the heavenly Jerusalem, a place that's filled with joy and happiness, comfort, safety. There is no threat, no danger. There's just God, and it endures forever. So don't be afraid to suffer for Jesus. At your middle school, your college, your family, on your social media feed, Jesus offers you the best thing in all of human history, a place in the city of God. That's a powerful message we learned right here at the city of Jerusalem. Well, I hope you have enjoyed these Israel Grace Talks as much as I had filming them. Actually, though, there are dozens and dozens of more that I would love to show you. They're going to be exclusively on my Instagram account starting in October. You can find that on Instagram at Pastor Mike Novotny, and I hope you can get a lot more Israel and most importantly, a lot more Jesus. Thanks for watching, and we'll talk to you soon. Earlier this year, I got to explore Israel. I'm sitting literally in the place where Jesus' feet touched. I saw some amazing places in the old city of Jerusalem, in the Garden of Gethsemane, beautiful Nazareth, on the Mount of Beatitudes, Capernaum, on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. And I can't wait to share these video devotions with you.